friends and only you judge me.
Hey, mate.
Hey, mate, you're right.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you know, ticking over.
And does anybody know what today is? It's Halloween.
Woohoo!
Very spooky.
Very spooky episode.
How's it going, Jordan? What's up? What's going on?
I'm fine. How are you, Kevin?
I'm all good. I'm good. What have you been up to this week?
Well, what have I been up to this week? I've been at my... Do you know how I always like going for like finding antiques? Yeah?
Yes.
Right. Well, I've been doing that again.
Go on.
And I thought I'd bring this particular scenario up. Bring this particular scenario up for this episode, as it's a bit spooky.
Particular, okay.
Right. I've got a fear, right? You know when you're in a clothes shop, I've got a fear of mannequins. They scare the absolute shite out of me. What's your view on mannequins?
Well, I've got a couple of them. They're blow-up ones, though.
No. Oh, dear.
That didn't take long, did it?
No. And it wasn't my fault, for once.
I haven't got a fear of mannequins. I don't like the fact that they have them in the shop with no heads. That's just weird, isn't it? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I can't say I've got a fear of mannequins. Why have you got a fear of mannequins?
I just don't like them.
No.
So each time we go into, like, a clothes shop or anything...
Yeah.
I just can't go near them.
What kind of clothes shops do you tend to shop in, incidentally? I'm intrigued.
Like, Next and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah.
We need to stick a picture up of him.
I think what we need to do, with it being Halloween today, is pop a mannequin outside his front door. Scare the crap out of him.
No.
Yeah, a mannequin. Yeah, do it.
No.
So what do you like doing on Halloween? When you were a kid, did you go trick-or-treating and stuff like that?
Well, I've always said this, and don't shout at me for this, right?
Okay.
But I'm not really a fan.
Really?
So it's an order that I don't really appreciate, but I can get on board with the kids coming round and, you know, dressed up and giving them sweets and that, but
I'll be honest, look, I'm the same. I've never really bought into it. I always thought it was a bit American.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very American, and the thing is now, I mean, we're embracing it more. I mean, people dress up as Spider-Man. I mean, what's that got to do with Halloween?
Well, I got to say, though, right, around where I live, all the people that have put a lot of effort into their, like, front gardens. You know, there's big spider webs, there's skeletons, you know, there's all kinds of stuff in there. So you're right, we are kind of buying into it a bit more now. And even actually this year, for the first time ever, I've even thought about it as well.
Yeah.
What would you dress up as? Or are you on about decorating your house or dressing up?
Well, I'm definitely staying in. I'm going nowhere near anybody. I'm not dressing up as anything.
Oh, you're at home with your cat.
If trick-or-treat has come along, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they won't get anything. Because I've got nothing. Probably won't open the door. But, you know, I like the idea of just watching a scary movie this Halloween.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not really a fan of scary movies. They scare me, literally.
I've got a question for you two. What are some of your favourite scary movies? Or just movies that you watch on the Halloween themed?
Weirdly, I found one the other night on, is it Apple Movies or something like that? £4 download. Yeah. The Fog, the original version.
Oh.
1970 something, I think it is. Brilliant.
That's an old movie.
Yeah,
Stephen King film, I think.
Yeah,
is it? I think that's going to be my Halloween viewing tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a fan of Halloween movies. Oh, any horror movie, genuinely. I think I remember watching. I think it was Paranormal Activity.
Mm-hmm.
I watched that once on my own.
Oh, no, terrifying. Yeah. Absolutely terrifying.
Forget it. It's like, I am not going to bed. In fact, I'm never going to sleep ever again.
I don't even need to watch that. Enough of that goes on in my house.
What, Paranormal Activity? Yeah.
I can only watch The Fog because I've watched it about a dozen times.
Yeah.
So I know what's coming. I know where all the jump scares are.
Yeah.
The thing is, with a film like that, if I knew what was coming, I'd leave the room and go and make a brew at those scenes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, nope, not watching it. No, not for me.
Anyway, my favourite Halloween film
is... Go on, sorry.
I'll give you a clue.
Is it a Scooby-Doo movie?
No, I'll give you a clue. See if you recognise this.
Go on.
Who's Johnny?
Never seen it.
Is that something to do with EastEnders?
It's The Shining, you fool.
All right. Oh, what did it say? Here's what?
Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny, all right.
Jack Nicholson, isn't it?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
Have you not?
No.
He's a great actor, though.
He is.
I must admit, he is a great actor.
Yeah.
But that's not a film for me.
No.
I'll watch a lot of Jack Nicholson movies, though.
As Good As It Gets.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Tell you what movies I've actually not seen on Halloween, what? Ever. Halloween, the movies. Couldn't tell you what it's about.
Jane Fonda?
Snap.
Is it Jane Fonda? No, Jodie Foster, isn't it?
No.
Michael Myers.
Oh, is it that one with the mask?
Yeah.
No. Don't.
No,
watch
I've them. Not seen that either.
No, I'm looking forward towards Christmas and watching the Christmas movies. Forget Halloween movies.
Oh, that's two favourite Christmas movies now. That I can tell you without any doubt whatsoever.
What is it?
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Awesome, Michael Caine. Yeah, definitely Oscar material. For me, Love Actually. Amazing, love it.
Yeah.
Great movie. Oh, and Die Hard. And Die Hard is a Christmas movie, before you say anything.
Excuse me.
No, don't even go there.
I'm sure this happened last year.
Andrew, just turn him off before whatever he said. Just turn him off.
No, you're right. You're right, it is.
Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
1,000,000%.
Should we move on?
If you laugh.
Should we do the jock-off?
No, too soon for that.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's do my bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your bit.
Let's go to Bossman's bit.
Can so, we look? Jordan, I'm going to play you a little sound.
All right.
Do you remember what this is?
That's a Glockenspiel, isn't it? That took me back to school.
This is great, this.
A Glockenspiel?
Yeah, what is it?
It's, is it still the same concept?
Yeah.
Right. Well, this is where people will phone in, yeah?
Yeah.
And they'll give me advice on how to do the podcast, in which way to do it, or opportunities for interviews, stuff like that.
Right.
And then eventually, when I pull my socks up, things will happen, I think.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell, isn't it?
Yeah.
So basically voicemails.
I did explain. Get that, sorry. I didn't understand that at all.
Basically, what I've been doing in the background for the last few days is searching around for people that can appear on the podcast and leave some feedback about the podcast and give some tips about how to be a podcaster and a broadcaster, people that are in the industry, and they will leave a little voicemail, give a little bit of information about how to do podcasts and going forward, and then Jordan, you can react to it.
Yeah.
And the information that you get. So, starting in December,
mm-hmm.
we should get some voicemails coming through.
Wow.
Ooh. Right, should we do a dilemma?
Yeah.
Right, are you ready for this, Jordan?
Yes.
In fact, you as well, Kevin.
Yep.
So, Amanda Holden hears about your podcast, and she absolutely loves it, Jordan.
Okay.
She offers you a studio tour at Heart Studios and an interview. Now, obviously, the end game of this podcast is interviewing Amanda, so therefore, the podcast would end. Yeah. Do you do the interview and the studio tour?
Oh, that is a dilemma, isn't it? What do you say, George?
Well,
that's your dream come true, isn't it?
I know, but...
I know what my answer would be.
Go on.
But...
Hang on, we need to know what Andrew's answer.
No, go on, Jordan, you go first, then I'll tell you what I would do.
Right. But what I would do is gently, I don't know if that's the right word, but I'd try... and explain to Amanda, right, in the concept of the podcast, and what I had to do to get to Amanda, and that if I did this now, then it'd be too soon, and like the, I needed to like do, experience some other stuff before I went for the studio tour and all that.
No. You can't do that, because that's your big thing, isn't it? All right, it might come a bit too soon.
Yeah.
In relation to the amount of podcasts that you do, but I'd say go for it. You do it, and then you step onto your next subject. That's what I would do anyway.
And that was my answer.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, absolutely.
2-1, mate.
Because it might be a once in a lifetime opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you take it, don't you? You got to take it, run with it. But you start another podcast next week.
Yeah. Who would you actually go for if you had to do another podcast then? You've met, what's her face? What you got against Amanda?
Do you know, right? This, it got me thinking the other day, something you said a while ago, Andrew.
Mm.
Mr. Pilkington.
Cal Pilkington.
Yeah, I think he's... There's something inquisitive about him. Do you know why?
Go on.
Because I don't know whether... You know, each time he's on telly, he acts like he's... You know, he doesn't, like... He acts like he doesn't know things. Yeah?
I disagree. He's a very, very clever man.
No, that's what I'm saying. And I wanted to know... Whether he's just playing that, or whether he's just like, whether he's an intelligent man, that's what I'm going to say.
But if you had him on a podcast,
yeah,
and he came out of character,
yeah,
I don't think anybody would appreciate that.
I know.
You just wouldn't want to go out of character. That's why he's made his money.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Is it him, or is it a character?
Yeah.
I'd love to know that.
Well, you know he's my old radio mate, don't you?
Oh, here we go. No. Name dropping again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. We used to go to Chiquito's for dinner after work every night.
Wow.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Went to a Michael Jackson concert and hung around.
Went to a Michael Jackson concert with Cal Pilkington?
Yes.
Amazing. Oh, God. That sounds like the beginning of a joke.
That's bad.
But what you see on telly is absolutely who he is.
Yeah.
He's not making it up. He's not acting. That is Cal.
That's Cal.
Andrew, why are you name dropping then? Yes. So let's go for... The most impressive name that you can impress us with. Come on. Who would it be?
What, that I've met?
Yeah, that you've worked with.
George Michael?
No. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I can dig out the photo somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, I've got a photo somewhere.
Wow, I'm impressed with that.
Have you got one?
Most famous person I've worked with? I suppose it's your mate, isn't it? Paul Weller. Have you heard him?
Now that
he'd be next on your list, wouldn't he?
Yeah. But I've said this numerous times, and listeners will know that I've said this numerous times if they're avid listeners. One of my other people that I'd been really, really keen to meet is Mr. Michael Sweeney.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure Andrew knows him as well, don't you, Andrew?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on. Everybody knows Mike Sweeney. I've played on stage with Mike Sweeney.
I know, I've got the picture.
Yeah, you have, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right, so once we going back to the original answer, once you've met Amanda Holden, you've had the studio tour, then you say, right, stuff you, Amanda, I'm off to meet who? Did you say?
I said Cal.
Right, Cal Pilkington.
Fair enough. Right, so, Jordan.
Yeah.
Just before we get to the joke off.
Right.
Which I'm hoping is improved standard-wise this week.
Okay.
Definitely not.
I've got a bit of homework for you.
Okay.
So throughout December...
Okay.
I think what we need to do...
Yeah.
...is try and get the podcast out there to more and more people.
Yeah.
So for the next couple of weeks or so...
Yeah.
...I want you to think about...
Yeah.
...how you can do that.
Yeah.
What could you do? So think social media, basically.
Right. Yeah.
What can we do... How can we get people to hear about the podcast?
Yeah.
How can we get people listening?
Yeah.
And then in 2025, we're off to a flying start, aren't we?
Yeah.
So that's your homework for the next few weeks.
Right.
So we'll come back to it in December.
Okay.
We'll see what you've come up with. And we'll go from there. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Jordan and his friends and all. You just may be following the dream.
Right, it's the part of the podcast which I dread every single week, and I've done for the last 18 months or so. Hopefully, now I gave you both a bit of a telling off last time around. The standard of jokes, incredibly poor. I know they're supposed to be a bit poor, but they're supposed to at least put a smile on my face, which is difficult, granted. But let's see what you do today. With it being Halloween, Halloween-themed jokes. Here's another joke of the week. Who's going first? Is it 1-1, by the way, the score?
Yeah, yeah, you gave him a point on his last Elton John joke, which is like,
I remember.
My dog could have made up a better joke than that.
But I've got two jokes to choose from, and it's hard at my end. You don't understand. So who's going first?
Who won last time? You won the last one, didn't you? Yeah. So I think you should go first.
All right. Brace yourself. Jordan, what's your joke of the week?
Why couldn't the skeleton go swimming?
Go on.
Because he didn't have nobody to go with.
You got tumbleweeds. Oh, dear.
I mean, you know, all right. I mean, it didn't make me laugh, but all right.
Can I just give someone... I'll give someone a shout-out for that.
Really? You're going to credit someone with that?
Yeah, don't. They won't. Yeah. They won't thank
no,
you.
No, she will. She will. She'll be really happy with this. It was my my niece, Evie, that gave me that joke.
She's 5.
She's 8 years old.
There we go.
You see, Evie, very clever joke. Did it make me laugh? We'll find out soon. Kevin, your go, mate.
I wasn't going to do it, but I'm going to do it. He can always cut me out. I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. Jordan, why don't witches wear knickers?
I don't know. Why not? So why don't they wear knickers?
So they can grip better on their broom handles. Andrew, just cut that.
I don't know which button to press. I'm trying to work out which button to press. I'm going to give you this one.
I thought that would have just been... I thought I'd got struck up for that.
Right, well, if we're not here next week, you know why. Against my better judgment.
Come on!
Kevin, it's yours, mate.
Yes! In your face, you know, man.
2-1. I mean, I didn't laugh, but I winced ever so slightly.
Do you want a cleaned up version?
No, let's go with that. Oh, it's too late now. You've got your point on the scoreboard. 2-1. Jordan, better luck next week, mate.
It's been nice knowing you, George.
I think you might have just got me cancelled.
That's funny, though. You think about it, you get cancelled. It's like stars, you know, they die in plane crashes, they make hits. You get cancelled, you become famous after. All good?
Yeah, thanks for that.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.